Indian workers brave the Middle East conflict for jobs. Hello, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for tuning in. In northern India, thousands are queuing up for jobs in Israel due to a labour shortage caused by the conflict with Hamas. Masons, electricians and plumbers from Haryana state are eager to work, some even willing to take the risk of working in a conflict zone. Here's the BBC's Anbarasa Netharajan.
Israeli media said the country was planning to bring in about 70,000 workers from India, China and elsewhere to meet the labour shortage. The construction sector, which had employed Palestinians prior to the war, had come to a standstill. Some of the Indian workers looking to go to Israel said they could make five times more money in a year there than they could earn at home. In May 2023, India and Israel signed a deal to allow around 40,000 Indians to work in the Jewish state, mainly in the fields of construction and nursing.
Anbarasan Atharajan there. Now, let's do the numbers. Japan's core inflation slowed for the second month in a row to 2.3%, and shoe company Birkenstock is strapping up and planning to expand its stores and production as it expects sales to grow by more than 15% in 2024. Now, one story making headlines in Andorra is a furious legal row between a Spanish streaming star and an 80-year-old woman. YouTuber David Canovas, known as the Grevki, bought an apartment block in 2020, but the woman who has lived in the apartment for almost 36 years refuses to leave. Canovas's real estate company has started renovation work, with the tenant still living there. I asked Pera Cristofol Escorsa, the woman's lawyer, why she refuses to leave.
Our position is that she has life tenancy, and she has a life tenancy because the oral contract that was did in 1989 is still subject to Roman law. The new tenancy laws are not applicable to this case because there is not an automatic renewal of the contract every year.
Has your client been offered any money to leave?
No, there was not an offer of money in order to leave.
What conditions is she living in?
She's living there in very hard conditions because many of the other flats have not a window frames. It's very cold in the winters.
Now, in a statement, Canovas says he was unaware of the treatment she received and he does not personally manage the company. He also claims that the woman, who has not been named, does not live in the apartment or has not paid rent. But lawyer Piera Cristofol Escorsa refutes these claims.
To be honest, in my opinion, this is a very unfair argument because my client doesn't sleep in the flat during some days of the winter because her family doesn't like that she freezes during the night. My client has paid everything that is due. The only thing is that the company doesn't like to receive the monies, so all that is due is paid in the court.
So how does this get resolved?
The building belongs to the company. She can do what it likes as long as the company respects the rights of my client. There are a lot of flats that she can rent to other people. It's not a problem.
But if they came with a settlement, would your client be willing to move?
Maybe, but we have no proposals from the company. And what you have to understand is that a woman, 80 years old, likes to stay where he has life for the last 35 years.
That was Pera Cristofol Escorsa. They say there's cash in the attic, but it's a little different when you're a world-famous musician with dozens of guitars, like Mark Knopfler, who achieved fame in dire straits. At the end of the month, most of his collection, more than 120 instruments and amplifiers, will be sold at Christie's, with a quarter of the proceeds going to charity. The BBC's Mark Savage found out why he's selling now.
The guitars used on hits like Sultans of Swing and Money for Nothing will go under the hammer, with prices ranging from £300 to £500,000. So why has Mark Knopfler decided to let them go now?
Well, I think it's just age. And I'm looking now at about 20 guitars that I pretty much use to make records with. And, you know, at least 100 other ones that weren't going to get played, so it was time to allow them to have new owners.
Were there any that you took out of the case as you were going through the collection?
Yes.
And thought?
Yes. There's a few I took out and thought, oh no, did I really say I would sell this, you know?
You must hope that they get played and not put behind a glass case.
Exactly that. I want people to be really happy that they've got them.
I was going to ask, when you first went into a guitar shop as a child, what are your memories of that?
I think I can still remember the first time I plucked up enough courage to pick one off the wall. And then one of the Geordies in the shop said, "If you drop that, I'll drop you."
So what was the allure? Why the guitar and not the drums or the piano?
Who knows? Who knows that thing? It was just a fascination since I was a small boy. It just came with so much sense of adventure and fun and freedom.
That was Mark Knopfler speaking to the BBC's Mark Savage. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. My producer today was James Graham. Our editor is Joe Critcher. And I'm Leanna Byrne. As ever, have a great day and thanks for listening.